Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, and he loves us so much that he actually died for us, and we will live for him. I just love that. So welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Singles Point of View. My name is Eunice. I'm your host for today. I'm just enjoying this wonderful, beautiful weather here in Atlanta. I have a special guest with me, Miss Gia. Are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
I call you Gia, but how to pronounce your name?
It's Gianna.
Gianna. You know, I don't want someone to say, I can call her Gia. No, I call her Gia. You call her Gianna. I'm so glad to have you on the call with me. We're just going to talk about starting over. You know, I have a magazine. I'm just going to introduce the magazine. I have a magazine. One day I will share my testimony that I have been celibate for 19 years, and the practical and spiritual side of being celibate or being abstinent. You know, God gave me to share that in the conference, and then afterwards the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me to take this testimony and share it throughout the United States. So that's what I'm doing, and from that the magazine came. Of course, from the magazine, now we're launching the radio show, and pretty soon we'll do the web series TV. God told me to do a three-part for the testimony, have three different platforms to share my testimony, and that's a blessing, and I give God praise for that. So let's just jump in this. So, Jill, how long you been in Atlanta?
Actually, this week on April the 8th will make a year.
Wow. So you just got the hot Atlanta. I've been here, I think I moved here 8 years ago. It's been 8 years. And all my family came to Atlanta, and I just promised myself I would never move to Atlanta. But God told me to come, and I came, and thank God I did, because he's doing great and wonderful things. How do you like it? Do you like it?
Well, I was very reluctant, like yourself, to come here. I did not want to come here, but at the time that I made the decision to come here, I was in a very bad place in my life, so I just needed to be around family. I was in North Carolina,
okay.
Not where I'm from, originally from, but I was there, and I just needed to be around some family, and the closest family I had was here, which is my father who raised me. I don't like to call him my stepfather because he is the
right.
father who raised me. He was here along with my little brother, and so he came and rescued his daughter.
Which a good father would do. So you don't have to go into details, but when you say you was in a bad place, what made you think that, because some people, and we were talking about this, I was listening to the radio today, and someone was giving their testimony of some people, no matter how bad the situation is or how worse it gets, they won't leave it because in their mind they keep thinking, it's going to get better, it's going to get better, it's going to get better, it's going to get better. And next thing you know, years have passed by, and they're stuck in that same place. So what moment made you think, you know what, this is it, I'm not doing it no more, I'm moving?
I was at the point where I thought I was literally going to lose my mind. I had exhausted, you know, like they said, God, if it had not been for, I know.
Yeah.
It was God. It was only God. Only God.
Wow. So at that point when you was like, okay, I'm about to lose my mind, this ain't happening, this ain't working for me, and you made that conscious decision to get out of that.
Yeah, yes, I did. God made it for me.
Amen. And, you know, he loves us just that much where sometimes we're lagging our feet or whatever and still holding on, and he'll open doors or close a door to make sure that you're following down that path, because that's how good God is. Now when you came, we're going to talk about when you actually came to Atlanta, did it feel like you were starting all over, because you're leaving a situation which was bad, but you're coming to Atlanta with a new hope and new horizon of things are going to get better. And we're going to talk about the actual move. But first, let's listen to Mary J. Blige with Just Fine. Stay tuned. Singles Point of View.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to... I'm walking past the mirror. Don't stress through the night at a time in my life. Ain't worried about if you feel it. Got my head on straight, I got my vibe right. I ain't gonna let you kill it.
Yes, I did. Yes, if I actually run my favorite Mary J. Blige songs would have to be My Life.
Yeah, yeah.
And because the very first part is, life can be only what you make it. That's that line right there.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, that's Mary. I think I was in the 12th grade, and I used to drive through the park. My brother put some big speakers in my car. All they used to hear was, "Oh, oh, sweet thing." Okay, so we before we went into commercial break, you said that you was in a bad place and God literally opened the door for you to leave that place. You thought at one point you might be losing your mind, and he allowed your dad to be such a good father, and he came and rescued you. Now bring us to the place where you're now, this is your first day back or first day to Atlanta. Did it feel overwhelming to you?
I think it was a mixture of emotions, a little bit of relief, nervousness. And
yeah.
I was like, okay, like it was definitely starting over, because I definitely didn't have anything, but you know, I didn't have anything. A car, all my furniture was in storage. I was My dad, you know, he only had a one bedroom apartment that he shared with his, you know, his wife, and so I was literally like, you know, definitely started, like they say, what they say, started from the bottom, because I had nothing, but you know, but like, you can you imagine, you know, I'm 37 years old, sleeping on a blow up bed in my dad in the living room, with no car, you know, no job, no, you know, I didn't have anything, but and I'm still finding my way. I'm still, at times I still wonder if I'm doing, did the right thing, but I just have to have faith. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. So I'm walking by faith.
And that's the key, because I believe God wants us to follow him literally from hand to mouth, because when we're totally dependent on him, it makes us more submissive and more humble and more open to his move. I remember in 2012, I lost my job, and I started working for this company. At first, they had me 5 days a week. Then they cut me down to 3 days a week. Then they cut me down to 1 day a week. Now, mind you, while they're doing all this cutting in my hours, my bills was remaining the same. And I got to the point where I said, God, I can't do this. I was just devastated. My mom, I didn't tell anybody my financial situation. My mom, she'll say, you know what, I just put $25 in your account. I didn't tell her this, but I would take $15, put it in my gas tank, take $10, and try to buy as much groceries I can from the dollar store or wherever with the $10. And I did that for almost a year, probably 6 months to a year. And one day I said, I can't do it anymore. I got sick. I called my friend who was a physician at the time. She referred me to another physician, and I was like, I can't do this. I went home. I went to Florida because I decided I was going to leave Atlanta. This was 2012. So I went to Florida, but as I got to Florida, for maybe like a first week, I just rest. The second week, God started giving me insights and creative ways. That third week, he told me to go back to Atlanta. But guess what? I still didn't have a job. So I'm like, what am I going back to? I don't have a job. How am I going to sustain myself? That fourth week, my spirit was touched. And I felt faith arising in my soul. And I said, you know what? I don't care if I have to stay with someone, if I lose everything, I'm going back to Atlanta because that's what God told me to do. I packed up. My mom was like, how are you going to Atlanta when you have no money and no job? I said, I don't know. So she blessed me. She gave me $300. I came back to Atlanta. The next day, the job that told me four different times that they would never hire me, the next day they called and said, can you come in? I'm like, whoa. And ever since then, God just was blessing and blessing and blessing. So I definitely agree with you. You just got to keep the faith.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do. And I'm just trying to do my part, you know, when I even to a point where I was, you know, working three jobs, just, you know, eventually just to get a car. And eventually I got the car. And now I'm just, you know, I don't think anything's beneath me. Like right now, I'm just working at a grocery store. But you know, and I'm just doing whatever I can, and I'm just gonna keep on. And you know, I'm not gonna lie and say I don't get down sometimes.
Right.
Like I said, I get up. You know, I only let myself get down so much before God, you know, gives me the strength to. And picks me up and says, you know, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm not going to let you, you know, start feeling like that. Shake it off. Like, you know.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that, because sometimes people look at Christians as perfect Christians, but that's not the case. I was ministering to a young lady who was feeling sad, and I said, baby, those are an emotion. You have all types of emotions. The thing is, we have to take control over it. You're going to feel sad? Okay, I'll let you feel sad, but I don't want you to feel sad for the rest of the week. You know, you have a bad day. Okay, I'll let you have a bad day, but don't have a bad week. And I say that to say it's good not to stay in that place where you're feeling sad or you're feeling lonely and you're feeling depressed. You have to, like you say, get yourself up and just get focused back on what God is calling you to do, because God has great things in store.
I look at it like this. This is what I like to, this is how I try to keep myself. I look at the devil as an ex-boyfriend. When you see your ex, you don't want to see you don't want to let your ex see you crying and feeling sad. When you see your even if you are feeling sad, you don't want him to know you feeling sad and crying and stuff. So I don't want to give him that satisfaction.
That's right. You know, you want him to hear about all the good things, the great things. We got it going on things. You ain't going to see me cry or moping or doing bad. I like that. Well, when we come back, we're going to give some final thoughts and words to our listening audience. But right now, I want to encourage those, because sometimes starting over will give you a low self-esteem for some people, or making them feel insecure, because especially, like you said, you're in your late 30s, early 40s, and you're starting over, you're thinking, okay, I'm not in my late teens or early 20s. I'm at a certain place in my life where I always thought I will probably be past where I am. And I think some people take that and just kind of start feeling down about themselves. So this is one of the songs that I love to play, because I think that it encourages us to have a good positive feeling about ourselves, that we are beautiful. Here's Prince with "The Beautiful Girl in the World" on Singles Point of View.
I know mine could not be too far behind. Baby, this kind of beauty, it's got no reason to ever be shy. Cause honey, this kind of beauty, the kind that comes from inside.
Another one that I love, Prince. I love Prince. So, Gia, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with me. I believe that your testimony is an encouragement to a lot of people that feel, I don't care how bad it gets, you can start over as long as you keep your faith and trust in God. And like you say, stay humble, that you feeling nothing is beneath me, I will do what I got to do. To do what God is calling me to do, and I appreciate that. Also, everyone, she's joining Singles Point of View. Yay! She's such a blessing to me. I met her at a conference, and she's willing to just to help me get this vision out there, and I thank God for her. I told her she have answered a prayer of mine, so I give God praise, and I pray for you daily. I really do. I pray for you, and I believe that God, the best is yet to come.
Oh, and I just want to say, you know, I don't want to, you know, make it like, I want to give you a little bit of encouragement to the ones that, you know, are, you know, listening. I don't want to make it look God's not doing anything, because he took me from a blow-up bed to a hotel to, you know, a basement, but at least it's not, you know, it's a basement apartment, but it's not a blow up bed, and it's not a hotel.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. How would he do it?
You know, at least this is so. It's step by step, but like you said, it teaches you to rely, and all your steps are ordered, and everything is working out for my good, because I met you.
Yes, that's right.
And you know, I don't know where this journey is going to take me, but I thank God for everything and everything that, you know, I'm going through, because everything that I'm going through is for the next person. Everything that we go through is to help somebody else.
That's right.
So.
Amen. Amen. And I believe that. And I believe in staying humble. I believe in serving. And I believe that what we go through is a testimony for someone else. And I want to thank you for
19 years, I definitely can do this.
A to the man. Thank you so much, Jim, for coming. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Yes.
And I love
you.
And we will speak soon.
Thank you. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for tuning in to Singles Point of View. Please contact me at www.singlespointofview.com. You can follow me on Instagram, on Twitter. Instagram is Eunice Gillian. Twitter is S as in Sam, P as in Peter, O, V as in Victor, Eunice, E-U-N-I-C-E. Thank you. God bless you. Looking forward to the next one. Bye-bye.